A new oil and gas company has begun operations in Cook Inlet. Cook Inlet Energy has acquired the assets that were abandoned by Pacific Energy Resources. The history of the assets shows it changed hands several times, partially due to bankruptcies. But the new owners are optimistic about the future of Cook Inlet Oil and Gas. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Stewart Petroleum started the West MacArthur River Unit in 1991. Forest Energy bought that unit along with Marathon's interest in Chevron's operations in Trading Bay, along with that unit and Trading Bay Field and the Cook Inlet Pipeline Company. Then they started the Osprey platform construction. Later they went bankrupt and were bought out by Forest Oil, which completed the Osprey platform and brought it online. Then Forest Oil sold to Pacific Energy, which gained Forest's assets. Later Pacific went bankrupt. J.R. Wilcox was Health and Safety Environment Manager for Pacific and Forest, and he teamed up with the former Pacific VP in charge of Alaska operations, David Hall. The two wanted to bring the assets back online, and they had been raising capital to buy Pacific's assets by forming Cook Inlet Energy. Wilcox says Cook Inlet is a different environment than other areas of oil and gas production.
Of course, the nice thing about Cook Inlet is that, you know, we as Alaskans directly benefit from its product. You know, the gas goes to make our electricity and keep our houses warm, and the oil goes straight over to Tesoro and helps keep them in business and helps keep the airports running, because that's how we keep the cheap fuel for the planes and what goes in our cars. And that's so unlike the North Slope, where it gets exported to the lower 48 through Valdez, Cook Inlet, you know, local needs provider.
Wilcox says the short-term goal for Cook Inlet Energy is to get the newly acquired assets back to the level they were just a few years ago. And if oil prices stay high, there's much more development to do in Cook Inlet in the long term.
We've got a few of these major oil and gas fields that were discovered, you know, back, you know, 50s and 60s that people have been drawing down. But the West MacArthur River unit and the readout unit that we'll be operating, those are fields that were developed in the 90s and this, you know, just this last decade. So we're dealing with much younger structures. And we also have a large exploration position in South Central of prospects that have never been tapped into.
Pacific had abandoned its assets in September, and Cook Inlet Energy was able to complete a sale from Pacific's estate. Wilcox says the process went quickly because of the nature of the transaction and because they had been keeping the Alaska Department of Natural Resources informed about intentions and plans. Cook Inlet Energy bought the assets last Friday, and the DNR approved them as operators on Tuesday.
Never happened that fast in Alaska history. I mean, when Pacific took over from Forest, it took over 18 months to do that. So, you know, in the context of what's been happening, this went remarkably well.
In total, Cook Inlet Energy now controls the West MacArthur River Unit, the West Forelands Gas Field, the Custatan Production Facility, the Osprey Platform, the Readout Unit, a 30% interest in Aurora Gas's Three Mile Creek Field, and over 600,000 acres of exploration property in South Central Alaska. The reserve purchased by Cook Inlet Energy was valued at $327 million in March of 2008. Wilcox says considering the economic conditions in the past few years and the history of the assets, he's glad his work has led to a successful transition. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.